How do you, part of the sense of loss and sorrow for myself is the joys that have created the attachment.
Ah.
And so do you go all the way to that beginning? Do you get a new puppy? Stifle the attachment that's being created by the joy of its presence and involvement in your life? Do you understand what I'm saying? Loss is created by the sense of pleasure and joy that has occurred.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And I don't think if you created the attachment from this sense of joy and appreciation, that you're really not going to experience the sorrow.
Well, I mean, I think that those aspects of joy and delight are they're especially when they're quite natural to the human condition. But we tend to try to hold on to them, recreate them, maintain them so that they don't dissipate. And that's where the problem is. It's when you're able to hold it in a big picture, then you've got the opportunity to... Some of the beautiful poetry in the Pali canon is some of these expressions of joy and delight in, say, the wisdom of the Buddha, the goodness of association with these noble beings, the living in a peaceful environment and being in a natural setting. And some of those are from, say, Kassapa, who is sort of depicted, Mahakassapa is sort of depicted as the dour ascetic who's foremost in, rag robe wearing. And some of his poetry in the Theragata of his delight in solitude and the nature around him is very beautiful. Okay, this has been we've taken some. Suttas that most people haven't heard before and presented them and hopefully given a few perspectives and tools.